Okay, so I know you've been really digging into business analyst case studies lately, which I love. You've really been doing your homework. We're about to do a deep dive into some real-world projects, kind of like detective stories, but for, the business world.
Definitely more interesting than reading spreadsheets all day.
Right. And what I think makes these case studies so cool is that we get to see how things actually happen, not just the theory.
Totally. It's like getting a backstage pass to see how the sausage is made.
Hopefully less messy, though.
Ah, yeah.
So before we get into the example you sent over, can you remind us what business analysis actually is? Just to set the stage for everyone.
Of course. Well, at its core, business analysis is about helping organizations solve problems and make the most of opportunities. So you can think about it like this. Businesses run into challenges all the time, or they want to improve how they do things, right?
Right.
So business analysts come in, they figure out the root cause of the problem, or really pinpoint that opportunity, and then recommend solutions, which could be anything from, hey, you need a new software system, to let's streamline this really clunky process.
It's about identifying the issue and then figuring out the best way to address it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, what's the word? Like a doctor for businesses. They diagnose the issue and then prescribe a treatment plan.
Exactly. And that's where those case studies come in. They're like a doctor's case files, right? They're documenting the symptoms, the diagnosis, the treatment, and then ultimately the outcome. So it helps other doctors, other business analysts learn from what's happened in the past.
So it's all about sharing that knowledge and helping other people, avoid making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing these case studies are also pretty powerful marketing tools for businesses too, right?
Absolutely. For sure. So for companies like Adaptive US, for example, case studies are a fantastic way to showcase their expertise and build credibility.
Right.
Think about it. If you're looking to hire a business analyst, wouldn't you want to see examples of how they've actually tackled similar projects? What their track record is?
100%. Yeah. It's one thing to say, oh, we're really good at what we do, but it's another to actually show those tangible results. Speaking of which, let's dive into that example that you shared, the one about ABC Technologies. They were facing some, I hear, pretty serious
Oh,
challenges.
yeah. Big time.
Like what?
So ABC Technologies, they were this fast-growing company, which, sounds awesome in theory,
For sure.
but it turned into, I guess you could say, a bit of a nightmare for them because imagine juggling 200 projects at the same time,
Well,
all with no clear system in place to keep track of everything.
200.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot, and it got really messy really fast.
No wonder they were in trouble. 200 projects, that just sounds overwhelming.
Exactly. They were going through a classic case of growing pains.
And I'm guessing these weren't just like minor hiccups either. This sounds like a full-blown, oh my God, the business is on fire situation.
Yeah, pretty much. We're talking customer complaints were going through the roof, profits were taking a nosedive, full-blown crisis mode.
Yikes. Okay, so this isn't just a matter of like forgetting to send an email here and there. These are major, major issues that could totally tank a business.
Yep.
So how did Adaptive US even approach this case? Like, where do you even begin to untangle something this messy when you've got 200 projects going in every direction? So they've got a mountain of problems, 200 projects all over the place. Where do you even begin?
That's the real question, right? That's where the detective work comes in.
Okay, so what they do, put on their deerstalker hats.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But instead of a magnifying glass, they used, their brains and their expertise.
So how'd they start?
Adaptive US, they didn't just look at those surface level problems. They wanted to figure out, like, the root causes, right?
Get down to the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. So they talked to everyone at ABC Technologies, from like the CEO all the way to the project managers actually doing the work.
Smart. To get the full picture, you got to talk to everyone. So what'd they find out? What was going on behind the scenes?
Well, one of the biggest things they discovered was that ABC Technologies was basically operating in the dark.
What do you mean?
They had no standardized way to track how projects were progressing, no real handle on the budget. Leadership had zero visibility into what was actually going on.
Oof. So no one knew what anyone else was doing? That's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. It's like trying to drive a car with no dashboard.
Right?
You have no idea how fast you're going, how much gas you have left. You're bound to crash.
Makes sense. And to make matters worse, they were growing so fast, so they probably had a lot of people in over their heads.
Exactly. That rapid growth meant they had to put people with very little experience managing projects into these really critical roles.
Boy. So they were set up to fail from the very beginning.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And of course, customers are noticing projects are going off track. It's not a good look.
Not at all. So what was the magic solution? Did they bring in like a whole team of superstar project managers to whip everyone into shape?
You know, bringing in outside help is always an option. But in this case, Adaptive US had something else in mind. They actually help ABC Technologies implement like a really strong project management system.
Ah, so instead of just throwing more people at the problem, they brought in a tool to manage everything.
Yeah.
That seems like a much better long-term solution, right? Teach man to fish and all that.
Exactly. But they didn't just pick some random system and call it a day. Adaptive US really took the time to understand, like, the specific needs and challenges that ABC Technologies was facing.
So it wasn't one size fits all.
No, not at all. They wanted to make sure that this new system would actually work for them, you know, integrate into their processes without requiring a complete overhaul of everything.
Which is key, because a new system is only helpful if people can actually use it.
Exactly. It's like getting everyone a fancy new phone, but no one knows how to turn it on. That's the point, right?
Oui.
So Adaptive US, they didn't just install the software and disappear. They actually provided training and support to the ABC team to make sure everyone knew how to use this new system and how it would make their jobs easier.
Okay, so they had the right tools, the training, but what about the results? Did any of it actually make a difference?
Well, put it this way. The results were pretty impressive. According to the case study, customer complaints went way down, billing got a lot more efficient, and they finally had a handle on managing risk. But here's the thing.
Okay, don't leave me hanging. What's the thing?
Not only did they fix those, like, immediate problems, but this new system actually helped them win bigger clients.
Wait, really?
Yeah, clients who were a little hesitant before because of, you know, ABC's past struggles, they were super impressed by this newfound efficiency and organization.
Wow, talk about turning things around.
Right.
They went from barely keeping their heads above water to landing bigger, better clients. That's incredible.
It really is.
But I'm guessing it wasn't just about the technology.
Oh, absolutely not. It was about having the right approach and, you know, a genuine commitment to actually making a change.
So a combination of factors. It sounds like they learned a lot throughout this whole process.
For sure. And that's one of the great things about these case studies. You know, it's not just about celebrating the wins, but also about, like, digging into those lessons learned moments.
Exactly. What worked, what didn't, and why.
Yeah.
So what were some of those key takeaways that Adaptive US highlighted? What did they learn from this whole ABC Technologies situation?
One of the biggest things they emphasized was getting buy-in from everybody right from the start.
Which makes sense.
You know, stakeholder buy-in, which we talked about before, was absolutely crucial for this project to be a success. They had to make sure that everyone from the executives all the way down to those project managers really understood why they were doing this, how they were going to do it, and what was in it for them.
Because even the best idea in the world is useless if nobody actually wants to use it.
Exactly. It's like, you know, trying to get a cat to take a bath. Good luck with that.
Right. So how'd they pull it off? How do they get everyone on board? Because that in itself sounds like a huge challenge.
Well, communication was key, right? They didn't just spring this new system on everybody out of the blue. From what I gathered in the case study, they really involved those key stakeholders throughout that whole process. Like from the very beginning, picking the software to, hey, let's design a training program that makes sense for everybody. They wanted to be sure that everybody felt heard and that, you know, if they had concerns, they could voice those concerns.
Yeah, that makes sense. Give people a voice. Help them feel like they're part of the solution, not just like they're, you know, being told what to do.
Exactly. And the other key takeaway, and I think this is a big one, is the power of, like, taking an iterative approach. They didn't try to fix absolutely everything at once, which, let's be honest, when you're in crisis mode, it's really tempting to do.
Yeah, you just want to burn it all down and start over, right?
Exactly. But they were smart about it. They focused on hitting those smaller milestones first, you know, and then proving that this new system could actually work, and they do that incrementally. Then they build from there.
Okay, so instead of one giant leap of faith, it was more like a series of, you know, smaller, more manageable steps.
Exactly. They began with a pilot program in like one specific department or on a particular project type, worked out all the kinks, and then they were able to slowly roll out that new system to the rest of the organization.
That's smart. So they're building confidence along the way. What I really appreciate about this case study is like the honesty of it. You know, it wasn't just a big pat on the back, like, look how great we are. They also admitted what they could have done better.
Right. And that's where the real learning comes in, you know. They admitted that they could have been a bit more proactive when it came to change management and anticipating pushback.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be some resistance to change, and dealing with that right from the get-go makes a huge difference.
Because let's face it, no project's ever perfect, right? There's always bumps along the way. It's all about how you handle those bumps.
100%. By admitting those, you know, potential pitfalls, Adaptive US is adding even more value for anybody reading this case study. Because it's like they're saying, hey, we've been there, we've made these mistakes, but here's what we learned from it, so you don't have to.
It's so valuable to have that real-world experience to learn from. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of business analysis and ABC Technologies, pretty impressive turnaround. What's like the one big thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this? What's the big takeaway?
I think if there's one thing to remember, is that even when it feels like everything's falling apart, like you're drowning in chaos, there's always a way forward.
There's always hope.
Exactly. But you have to be willing to take that structured approach, right? Yeah. Using the right tools, and this is so important, but learning from the good and the bad, from your successes and even those mess ups, because that's how we grow.
Well said. And maybe our listeners will even feel inspired to go out and write their own business success stories one day. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.